Hello, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start it off with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, Keith, Fad, Nimmer, and the boys and girls down there for sponsoring the show. We really do appreciate your support. So if you need a vehicle, Noral Toyota, it's the place to go. Locally owned here in town. On that note, let's get on with the show. As you know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than I. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name is Dawn Sidoroff, and I'm here today on behalf of Danae en Blanc.
Okay. All right. So before we start talking about your event, let's talk about you a little bit. Okay. How long have you been in this community for?
I moved here in 1998.
1998. And what brought you here originally?
My husband.
Okay, what does he do?
He is a project coordinator.
Oh, so site-based employee then. Okay.
Well, he's not at site anymore. He worked out at site many years.
But yeah? And now he's in town?
Yes, he works for CMB.
Nice. That's a change of pace. Yeah. The site work is tough. Like, you miss a lot when you're on that bus and on site and going back and forth. And so when he dragged you out here, how did you fill the hours of your day when you first got in Fort McMurray?
Well, I came from Vancouver. Mm-hmm. I had lived there my whole entire life. So
yeah.
I left my family, my home, my friends, my job.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of a culture shock to come here from Vancouver.
No doubt, especially back in the 90s.
Yes. When I saw the mall, I was, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is a mall.
Right.
Yeah, it was a bit of a culture shock, but yeah.
You made it work.
We made it work. Yes.
And so when you initially got here, obviously, like you were saying, your husband got the job. Did you transition into work right away? Did you stay at home for a little while?
No,
what happened there?
I didn't work immediately. I inherited... When we got married in 98 and we moved here, I also inherited two teenagers who lived with us.
So yeah.
I stayed home for the first year.
Okay.
And I did do some volunteer work. I reached out to Keanu Foundation because events was kind of the job I did for many years. So
right.
I thought, well, that was a good touch point to see what was going on. I knew they did events, so
right.
I did some volunteer work there.
Yeah.
And eventually they did hire me on, so...
There you go. Yeah. And so I love Keanu.
Yeah.
I used to be in human resources prior to doing all of this.
Yeah.
And when I recruited people to Fort McMurray, there was two things that I told them, like, listen, you need to check out these two spots. Mm-hmm. One was McDonald Island. This is further when McDonald Island turned into what it was.
Yeah.
This was not in 1998. But the other was Keanu College. I said, listen, with all the events that they have there, the plays... The music, like you can't attend everything that goes on at Keanu College. Right. There's just too much that's going on there.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say something there. No. Okay. Yeah, you can't attend all the stuff there. So you're still with Keanu in some form of capacity?
No, I worked at Keanu from 2000 to 2003 in their PR department.
Right.
And then I had a couple other short terms, and then I went to the Wood Buffalo Regional Library.
Mm-hmm. And that's where everybody knows you now.
Yes.
And that's...
Well, not exactly.
No?
Yeah, well, I was there for 16 years. I did manage the marketing and fund development department.
Right.
And I recently retired.
Oh, wow. Big news. Congratulations. Wow. Okay. What are you going to do in your retirement?
Well, I will continue to volunteer work.
Yeah.
I do have some projects on the go at home, like purging some rooms right now and stuff I just didn't have time or the energy to do when I was working.
I'm excited for you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you had teenagers, they're adults now. So yes. They're out of the house.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and so now it's just you just filling the hours with only things you're interested in doing.
Exactly.
Okay, how long has this retirement been going on for?
Just 2 months now.
2 months, so it's fresh.
it's fresh.
Okay, so then this is a good segue into how you're filling your time now. There's an event coming up that you're working on.
Working on an event.
What's that event that you're working on?
I'm working on Dîner en Blanc with Denise Hildebrand and Cassandra Noel.
There we go. And so we spoke with her a little bit before.
Yes.
That being said, maybe some people didn't see her episode. So can you explain to the viewers at home, what is this event and what is it all about?
Okay. Dîner en Blanc is a international event where people gather. You're all dressed in white. Your tables are decorated in white. The event location is decorated in white, and people just come together and have a dinner together. They dance.
Yes.
And just have a good time.
And so how did you get involved with this is question number one.
Okay. How I got involved was my friend Denise. She's the one who mentioned it to a couple of our friends and was showing us the videos, and we thought, wow, that looks so exciting and fun.
Yeah.
And then we decided, why not see if we can bring it to Fort McMurray?
Right, right. Okay, so she convinced you.
Mm-hmm.
And so once she convinced you, how did it transpire in regards to you guys picked your roles of who was going to do what? How did that take place?
We're provided basically a work chart of all the different tasks that need to be taken on. So
okay.
I think we all just sat and kind of looked at and saw where our skill set was.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So I believe the first year I did the volunteers.
Right.
So, because I have done a lot of work with volunteers.
Right.
I worked with the Molson Indy Vancouver for a few years and did all the and headed up with the volunteer committee.
Right, right.
I've worked with thousands of volunteers at a time.
Okay.
So I thought, okay, well, might as well use my skill set there.
Right.
So, yeah, that was my first task the first year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there's a question that I had in my head that I wanted to ask the first time, but I totally forgot about it. Mm-hmm. You guys must love food. Right?
Of course, we love food.
This is a big component of this, is like the eating, right? Not
yes.
just the gathering.
Yes.
So when it comes to the food component, you guys pick different restaurants or different vendors
yep.
to supply or have used. What's that? That must be so much fun. Like, is there taste testing? Do you guys help put together the menu? Like, what does that aspect look like from the behind the scenes component?
Okay. I think only 1 year you guys did a taste test. Normally, we are 2 years there was a taste test. I don't remember being involved in those tests, but
right.
Usually we just sit with them and just talk about, I mean, it's a bit of research on our end too. Like, we looked at other events, watched other events through social media, see what they were doing. And then we, when we sat down with our caterers, you know, we, like the first couple of years we had hot food, but mm-hmm. it was really hard to keep that, get it from the caterers to the event.
That's right.
And keep it warm, because once people get on site, they've got to set up. And yeah, so that's why in the last 2 years we've just decided to go with a colder, more picnic style food.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So yeah, when it's fun working with the caterers, because I mean they're the experts in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
we kind of tell them, we give them some direction, and then they go for it. Our caterer this year is Wild Rose Catering and Company, and they've put together five menu options at different
okay.
price points, and they're looking pretty awesome.
Okay, so that's something that I didn't catch first. So a ticket to this isn't a standard price. There's different layers to the meals?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You pay your cost to get to the event, and then we have an e-store where you have the option of purchasing a catered meal.
Okay.
Or you can bring your own.
Oh.
So,
okay.
I think it's almost 50-50.
Yeah.
50% of people bring their own, and then 50% purchase. And then, so the five catered options that we have this year, there is a vegan option.
Okay.
And there's a gluten-free option.
Okay. Interesting. So if I wanted to bring, like, home-cooked meal, or if I wanted to bring a a bag of McDonald's, you guys would be like, hey, absolutely. Enjoy your nuggets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, interesting. All right.
I would hope you'd be a little more creative than picking it up from McDonald's. But
okay, yeah. All right. Ah, that's so interesting. That is cool. So this really is like, it's open to a bunch of different price points for individuals. So if they just want to have fun, just come out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and the food is different price points. And right. The alcohol, you can only purchase online.
No, of course.
No one can bring in their own alcohol.
I would assume so. And most of the times for these events, these are all outdoor events that you're planning on
They're
as well.
All outdoor.
So Tanner has his question, but I got one that's questions, but I have one that's burning a hole in my head. In regards to events, especially that are outdoor, do you guys have a contingency plan if it rains?
We are supposed to have a plan B.
Okay.
We've been very lucky.
Yeah.
We have never had issues with the weather.
That's awesome.
I think there was one year that it was raining a little bit when they were just coming into the event.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they kind of sat down, and it stopped. And then it was beautiful the rest of the
night. I love it. The universe loves you, obviously.
Yes.
There
you go. Our first event was in August, and later August it was a little bit cool.
One of
the shipyard, and then we moved it to June. So
right.
Like I said, we've been very lucky. And very fortunate. But there's always a plan B that we've never had to use.
That's so awesome. There you go. Yeah. Well, listen, Tanner has a segment on the show. It's called the Max City Minute. He's going to ask you a bunch of questions. I have no idea what they are, so I wish you nothing but the best of luck. But before we get to those questions, got to give a big shout out to MIB Moving Inc. here in Fort McMurray. They're an awesome moving company. They helped us get into this new studio, so we appreciate them. And if you're looking for a moving company out there, MIB Moving definitely should be a company that you guys call. So on that note, Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one. Since you've gotten to Fort McMurray, what has been your favorite change that you've seen?
The favorite change? I think just community involvement. I just love how this community always comes together and just rallies around people in need, organizations in need. I think that's just a really huge component of living here, is just the community connection.
Question number two. What is one thing you enjoy about Fort McMurray that you couldn't in Vancouver?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, you know what? I would never move back to Vancouver.
Really?
I love Vancouver. It's beautiful, and I love to visit, and I go back at least once a year. But I could never live in a huge city again. I just like that I can go from one end of the city to the other end in 20 minutes. And, yeah, I know.
That's awesome. That's a great tagline.
Like, one day we are going to move away from this community, but I do not want to live in a big city again.
Yeah.
Even though I still consider myself a city girl.
Yeah.
I just don't want to live in a big city.
I love that. Fort McMurray trumps Vancouver. Somebody somebody make a poster.
Question number three. What is one organization in the community that you volunteer for that you think more people should?
Well, that I volunteer for? Well, currently I'm only volunteering for Dene and Blanc. So, of course, we would love to have more people volunteer. But right now, we actually do have enough volunteers for our event for this year. What came to my mind was the SPCA. It's not somewhere I have volunteered. Maybe something for my future, but...
Yeah.
Question number four. What is one story you have from your events that you go to that stands out the most for you?
I've attended a lot of events in Fort McMurray. Fort McMurray has beautiful events. There's some pretty fantastic events in this town, but I'm going to have to say Dene en Blanc, not just because I'm a host. I think it's just a really unique, magical event. It's an event where people just come and have fun. There's no alternative There's no other agenda other than just coming together with all of your friends and meeting new friends, and it's just a unique, magical night.
There you go.
And your final question, what is the most magical part of these events for you?
The most magical is that the people who come just have a really good time, and they have zero idea of what goes on behind the scenes and the work the work that goes behind the scenes, that they can just come and enjoy it and just have a good time.
And those have been your five questions.
There you go. Thank you. So Vancouver or Fort McMurray over Vancouver, that's Van City versus Mac City for the win. So I've got to ask, what part of Vancouver did you live in?
I actually grew up in Richmond.
Okay.
Yeah, but then as an adult, I lived mostly in the Kitsilano area.
Okay. Richmond has definitely changed a lot.
It's changed a lot since I grew up there, yes.
Yeah.
It was mostly farmland when I was growing up there.
Yeah. I remember I have family in Vancouver, so we would go and visit, not every summer, but enough. And, yeah, the amount of change that I've seen in Vancouver is unbelievable. Yes. Like, same with Fort McMurray, for that matter, but Vancouver on a completely different scale, especially like I have a buddy that lives out there, and this is before the pandemic. I went to visit him, and he lived in something not much bigger than this studio right now, and the amount of money he was paying for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Astronomical.
Absolutely.
Astronomical. Yeah. So 2 months into retirement, is there something that you have on like your wish list that you would like to do in the next year or two?
Right now, I'm just really enjoying doing things at my own pace.
That's right.
And not having to be anywhere at any particular time. And I thought that I would miss working a little bit, but no. I'm not.
No.
I'm not missing it at all. I'm just enjoying doing some projects at home. I have a friend that I'm going to work on some projects with, and
that's awesome. I think the thing that people miss the most when they retire is the sense of community or engagement with individuals.
Yeah.
But obviously, because of who you are and what you do, that component of your life hasn't changed.
No.
So, and you can always go back and volunteer at the library or other places that you've been to before. So, that's cool. I try my best to live a life of retirement. I think I'm doing a pretty good job at it. But I'm excited every time somebody tells me that they're retired and like what they're doing with their time.
Yeah.
Because there's no wrong answer to what you do with your time.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, listen, I know you're nervous, but you didn't need to be because 20 minutes is over now and you killed it. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, before we cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, and the lights. Have fun.
Shout out. Okay. My shout out is to my 17-year-old grandson, who is almost 18, and he's graduating this year. So I'm just shouting out to him.
Right on. Congratulations. What high school?
Oh, he's in Edmonton.
Oh, he's in Edmonton. Okay.
And
so,
you know what? I don't even know the name of
the high school. Okay. That's all right.
I just wish the best for him, and the world's his oyster.
There you go. Nice shout out. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you for coming, and feel free to come back again and again and again. All right, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to Noral Toyota and MIB for sponsoring today's show. We really do appreciate your support, so thank you from the bottom of my heart. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.